Today we're going to visit with Hunter Education Coordinator Brian Schaefer and talk about upcoming classes around the state. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Brian, now is the time to sign up for hunter education courses around the state.
Absolutely, Mike. Starting after the holidays here, the majority of our classes are taught from January through June, which is when we have the deer deadline here in North Dakota for the deer lottery. And so it's important, you know, hunting season's wrapping up, but it's important people are aware of that hunter ed's gonna be coming up. And if you or anyone you know needs to fulfill the requirement of hunter ed by next hunting season, I highly suggest you start looking at our website, signing up for text and email alerts, and preparing for next fall already.
Brian, let's go into some of the classes offered. We have a home study in addition to, obviously, our in-person classes. Explain both.
Sure. For 40 years, the traditional hunter education course was 14 hours of in-person time with volunteer instructors. You know, we cover everything from hunter ethics to wildlife management and firearm safety. And just as people continue to get more and more busy, the last probably 10 years, we've really developed our home study course, which still involves two class periods where you need to be in attendance. You can't complete it all online. So the first night you show up, you go over a lot of firearm safety, getting in and out of vehicles, crossing fences, all the different types of actions and safety types. And then we also cover some North Dakota specific content on landowner relations with hunters, things of that nature. And then students have either 2 or 3 weeks, depending on the course, to complete the online material, which is anywhere from 10 to 14 hours of online learning. That's very interactive and developed by a company out of Texas who provide that for all the states in the country. And students have to pass quizzes throughout the online course or they can't move on to the next chapter. And then students are required to come back and take the same written and practical exam that students who take a traditional course.
Brian, you touched on it a little bit, but what will students learn when they take hunter education?
So the vast majority is how to be a safe hunter and be safe in the field. And so that involves everything from firearm safety, the rules of firearm safety, keeping the muzzle pointed in a safe direction, how to load, unload firearms, how to cross fences, and all the situations a hunter may encounter in the field or in the home when it comes to being a safe and responsible firearm handler. In addition to that, we've added a bunch of wildlife conservation material that we think it's important for hunters to understand as stewards of our natural resources. And then also we cover some topics such as landowner relationships, with North Dakota being vastly owned privately. We really want to teach our new hunters what it's like to be an all-around good ethical hunter, and that definitely involves having good relations with our state's landowners.
What are the requirements in order to enroll in one of these courses?
So there's two different requirements for our traditional courses. It's for students who turn 11 in the calendar year. That's the first year they can take hunter education in the traditional format. And then for our home study, it's the calendar year in which a student turns 12.
Okay, and you have to be born after 1961, is that December 1961?
Correct. Anyone who was born after 1961 is required to take hunter education in the state of North Dakota.
Brian, we visited a little bit before we started filming here today about these are 14 hours, but there's a sense of your own responsibility after the class as well.
Absolutely, Mike, and I think that's something we really want to drive home with our state's hunters. Hunter education doesn't end when you pass your hunter ed exam. It's a lifelong commitment to being safe in the field and being a responsible hunter. And even though we have our traditional courses, there's, you know, 14 hours of in-person instruction or our home study courses, whichever format you're in, I think it's important for people to realize that there's a lot of work that it goes into creating a safe and responsible hunter. And it's not something that's done just in the classroom. It's a lifelong experience of becoming safe in the field, developing those ethics, and eventually passing on those good values to the next generation. And so it's important for people to realize that this is not just a certification course and then you're good to go. This is a lifelong commitment to being a safe, responsible firearm handler.
Brian, we're closing in on 250,000 students through the class since the beginning, since we offered hunter education courses. How many students typically per year?
It's varied over the last, I don't know, 15, 20 years, but we're anywhere in that 4,000 to 5,000 students a year. And I think in the next couple of years, we're going to hit that quarter million certifications. And that'll be a heck of a milestone for the state of North Dakota, and it'll be a pat on the back for all our volunteer instructors who have dedicated years and years to teaching hunter education classes around the state.
Brian, these courses are offered statewide. How do you go about signing up for one of these classes or even finding out about one of these classes?
Yep, the most direct route would be to go to the North Dakota Game and Fish's website under the Education tab. We have a course listing, and if a course is listed on the website, that means there's open seats available for that course. We have courses in some of our smallest towns, and then we have courses in our largest towns around the state. And to make sure you find one close to your hometown, I would recommend signing up for text or email alerts, because in some regions of the state, the classes are in higher demand than others. And so receiving that text message or email alert will inform you of when those classes are available in your region.
And some good advice is sign up right away.
Correct, yeah. Especially in some of our smaller towns, those classes can fill up pretty quickly, and there may only be one course a year in your community, and so it's important to get involved and get signed up for those classes immediately.
Brian, the hunter education courses offered around the state wouldn't be successful without volunteers. We're always looking for new volunteers.
Absolutely. Since the program's inception in 1979, it has been led by our volunteer instructors, and I'm sure everyone knows them in their community. They remember who taught them in hunter education. It's a milestone in a young hunter's career is to take hunter education. I would attest that most of our instructors have students every year come up to them and show them a picture of their first deer, their first pheasant. And so we're always looking for new volunteers who want to help teach out or help teach. And there's ways you can do it, from the 14-hour course to the home study courses. There's a way for everyone who wants to get involved with our hunter education program.
A lot of great information, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.